Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where the weather is unseasonably warm. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and you may see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments, during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna@spingola.com. If you have not already contributed to the ongoing pledge drive, I hope that each of our listeners will consider doing so. To make a pledge, just call 800-724-2719 or make it online at republicbroadcasting.org. You may also support RBN by subscribing to the archives and purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. If you have a product or service to promote, consider purchasing some advertising on RBN. You can do all of that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. On February 28, 1906, Doubleday, Page & Company published Upton Sinclair's novel, The Jungle. Sinclair, an avid socialist, once a Columbia University student, wrote this emotionally charged, muckraking saga about the brutal Chicago stockyards. The novel depicts unsanitary, revolting conditions and the filth of the slaughterhouse, as well as the use of diseased, tubercular beef, workers falling into the rendering vat, and the harsh, inhumane working environment. The public was not necessarily concerned about the workers, but alarmed about what it was eating. Inevitably, his novel and the public uproar it created led to the government regulations, the Pure Food and Drug Act, and the Federal Meat Inspection Act, both on June 30, 1906, leading to the creation of the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. In the 1920s, Sinclair and his wife moved to Monrovia, California, where he founded California's chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. The president appointed, with the Senate's consent, FDA commissioner directs the agency. This is, you know, somebody that the president appoints. Currently, this is located in the Federal Research Center, White Oak. It operates under the Department of Health and Human Services and has 223 field offices and 13 laboratories throughout the country, in the Virgin Islands and in Puerto Rico. In 2008, it opened offices in India, Costa Rica, Chile, Belgium, England, and China. Theoretically, it regulates and supervises food safety, tobacco products, dietary supplements, prescription and over-the-counter drugs, vaccines, biopharmaceuticals, blood transfusions, medical devices, electromagnetic radiation-emitting devices, veterinarian products, and cosmetics. Given that live disease-causing viruses and mercury are in vaccines, that debilitating fluoride is in our water, and the neurotoxin aspartame is in our food, either the FDA is patently ignorant or grossly ineffective, or deceptively acquiescent to corporate interest at the expense of the public health, or the FDA is subtly and deceptively implementing Henry Kissinger's 1974 depopulation program, NSSM 200. On February 16, 2011, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, via its National Vaccine Program, unveiled the 2010 National Vaccine Plan, the nation's 10-year strategy to ensure that all Americans can access the benefits of vaccines. We will be back momentarily with our guest today, Dr. Betty Martini. Stay tuned.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment, like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Welcome back. The FDA does not test any drugs. Rather, the drug companies test their own products and give their results to the FDA. Even if their drug tests are the result of faulty science, they are not liable for damages. If the FDA approves of a drug, a pharmaceutical company cannot be sued if a drug causes illness, adverse reactions, or even death. Basically, drug companies have blanket immunity. The FDA accommodates Big Pharma. It is not their job to protect citizens from shoddy pharmaceutical products. At least 100,000 people a year die as a result of pharmaceutical drugs. Then there is aspartame. My guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Welcome to the program, Dr. Martini. Dr. Martini, are you there?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bert. Glad to be back with you.
Well, I am very happy to have you back. Your message is always timely, and you keep studying. It's not just aspartame that you're concerned about. You're concerned about all kinds of things that's going on regarding health issues, like what Monsanto is doing, and just about, well, I get your messages, which I really totally appreciate.
Yeah.
And I hope that many people are on your email list, and I hope that they are looking at your website. You have several. And I have them listed on the radio schedule page. And one of them is Mission Possible World Health International.
Right.
Okay.
And that does have some other subjects. You know, actually, Mission Possible International warns people off aspartame. But the reason that we, in order to get people off, they want to know, well, what can we use? So we try to provide all the information on the other sweeteners as well. And then just like sugar is one that that we have had analyzed now that people are using that has no additives or chemicals in it. And I believe they're getting an award now, a congressional award for the first safe sweetener in America. So we do keep other information on there so that people can have resources and know what to click on. And we also have www.doorway.com, which is where we first started posting 15, 20 years ago. So going all the way back.
Right. You've been involved in this fight for a very long time, basically since aspartame was cleared by, who was it, Rumsfeld?
Yes. Well, Rumsfeld became CEO of G.D. Searle, and they hired him to do this to get aspartame on the market because they couldn't get it approved. Well, actually, first the FDA decided to indict them, but the defense team hired both U.S. prosecutors. So then they revoked the petition for approval, which you'll find on the website, mpwhi.com. And remember to scroll down to the banners because these are the important documents you'd never be able to get a hold of, like the revoked petition. So then when they revoked the petition, G.D. Searle, in order to stop the FDA commissioner from signing it into law, sued, and you know, to have some time. And so the day after Reagan was elected, he was on, you know, his transition team.
Right, Rumsfeld, right.
Uh-huh. Yes, Rumsfeld was on Reagan's transition team. And so that night, somebody called and fired, from the transition team, fired the FDA commissioner. And then because they knew that it would take 30 days to get someone else there that would overrule that board of inquiry. So aspartame was never, ever proven safe. And even in the end, Reagan wouldn't even use it. It was probably too late for him. He had Alzheimer's symptoms. But when he was interviewed by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, here where I live, and they asked him, was he using it? He said, no, we found out that there's some things we didn't know, something to that effect. So he wouldn't use it himself, and as quickly as it was put on the market, there were just all kinds of complaints to the FDA, and they had three congressional hearings. And politics, you know, is a dirty game. If they paid senators like Orrin Hatch at the time, and he got money for it, and others, and so that they had, so that the bill that was written to have independent studies done by NIH never got out of committee. And what they were wanted testing is only what they were seeing in the population, the drug interaction, the seizures, what it was doing to the fetus. And they knew they did not want the world to see those things, what the studies would show. And an interesting update on that is that Jerome Bressler, who was the compliance head there, did the famous Bressler report. And so it's been probably 10 years now that he asked me. He said, Betty, there were some studies the FDA sealed. The public needs to see them. And he was just adamant. He said, we need to find these studies. He didn't. So anyway, there were teratology studies. And finally, just before Jerome Bressler died, I was able to get them and put them back in the report, and Wayne Shore in Chicago hand-delivered him to Jerome Bressler. Now, they had the FDA admitting birth defects. In the meantime, just recently, Dr. Woodrow Monte wrote a book called When Science Sleeps, and it seems that he was able to get four more of these original studies where the FDA admitted it causes birth defects. And he says that the agency made a deal with the manufacturer, who was G.D. Searle, to seal them and never let the public see them. So So now we have an epidemic of Alzheimer's, of that too, but autism all over the world, and they wonder why. And so Dr. Monte tells them why in this new book, which I wish everybody would read, because it goes into the free methyl alcohol and the formaldehyde and these horrors that nobody knew about. So that's what they do. They prevent studies from being done constantly, but they can't stop the independent ones. So, for instance, in Europe now, they've asked for the review to be done again. And as I wrote them, I said, look, you have independent scientific peer-reviewed studies, and almost 100% show that aspartame is not safe. Then you have ones that industry does defending it, and you use these instead of the ones by independent researchers, and they've been proven to be fixed. We have them on one of the websites, how they fix the studies. The FDA tried to get them indicted for fraud because they couldn't get a study to show safety, so they used fraud. And there's the history of it. And so they're still doing this review, and all these reviews that they did in the past, they would just say aspartame is safe. Now, one of the agencies in Europe having to do with fraud caught them on one of the cases because it turned out there was no committee that made the decision, just one man who was probably an aspartame black. And that was the year that I flew over to Brussels and actually gave them all the damning information, and they eliminated every bit of it. They didn't put it in the report. Here I make a trip to Europe to show them this is what they're keeping from you. So the European Commission on Food was dissolved, and they set up EFSA, European Food Safety Authority, which is now doing exactly the same thing. One of our doctors, Dr. Walton, flew over to England and was helping someone there with Parliament, and has used a lot of efforts to try to do something about it. And recently there have been a lot of articles that over half of the committee, European Food Safety Authority, has links to the manufacturer. And that's why you can't get a review that tells the truth. And, you know, I've mentioned in the past how many times that I've written first a citizen's ban and then an imminent health hazard petition or amendment. And when these were done, they had just 180 days on the petition for ban, and on the imminent health hazard, they only had about a week or 10 days. And let me tell you what FDA does. They ignore these, and they have a little regulation. They put, we have more important things to do, and then they list a regulation. So they've had more important things to do than safeguard the public for 10 years now. And if you inquire on it, they send you that letter again saying we have more important things to do. And I did get a call from the FDA, which has been some time now. It almost sounds like the Twilight Zone, where they were upset I had signed the imminent health hazard thing because Obama had told them that they had to answer everything going back to a certain period. And so I think it was 2007, I think that it was. In any event, they told me it was not going to happen. I said, so it's okay. People to be sick and dying all over the world. And the lady said, well, we do have to depopulate, don't we? And so what?
Oh, my gosh.
So okay. this is what the FDA said. So if you think that you are going to get any help from the FDA, forget it.
Okay. With that, we do need to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Heart Relay. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She has several websites. They are all listed. They will be listed on the RBN description page as well as the radio program schedule. Now, you mentioned depopulation, and I'm kind of wondering, was aspartame and other toxics found in vaccines, were they designed to implement depopulation, or are they just a result, a consequence of the toxicity?
I just sent you an article that Dr. Blaylock was interviewed for about that. Mandatory vaccine trials, fraudulent vaccine science, and vaccine ethics. And there is such a long and ugly history of this, but at one time Bill Gates did admit that vaccines were being used for depopulation. And I remember a horror story some years ago. Is, in fact, it was with my hairdresser. Her son was in the service, and he was over at the VA hospital one day, and he was sitting there with nothing to do, and picked up a letter off the desk to one of the VA people, and it was a letter from a doctor who had gone to Africa to help the children, but all the children died. So he had it analyzed, and they found that there was AIDS in the vaccine. And you talk about depopulation. And so the doctor wrote, here I was here to help save those children, and you sent me over there with an AIDS vaccine. And they wrote back and said, well, they were going to die from starvation anyway. So when you see things like that, you know what they were, what they're doing. You absolutely know. It's just a terrible thing. So he took the letter to it, took it home, and gave it to his mother. So it really worries me. Everybody ought to research, and there's a whole lot of it on our website if you want to go to vaccinations. Like, we have little buttons at the top. So if you're interested in another subject that we may list, because we would list all Dr. Blaylock's articles, you could read some of these things. And the depopulation agenda is called Agenda 21. And I've seen some of the videos, and people put in their fluoride, aspartame, and vaccinations. And so it's pretty well accepted by people, and you can do so much research and get your own opinion as to what's out there. But there's got to be a way to stay away from vaccinations, because they don't do anything, in my personal opinion, but harm people. It's just like I was talking to Dr. Roberts' aunt. She says, they told me to go get the shingles vaccine, and a week later, I get the shingles. And she says, I've had problems for the past 2 years. And I sent this information to Dr. Blaylock, and he says, it's a live virus. It will give you the shingles. And you remember the flu vaccine. And they said, women, pregnant women first and children. And Dr. Blaylock says that's going to cause the mother to miscarry the baby. And sure enough, after I put that out to warn them, then I got all these calls and emails, and most of them said within 3 or 4 hours they lost their baby after taking the vaccine.
My goodness. So basically this is Agenda 21. It is depopulation. And so the FDA, which is a government agency, which the senators and the congressmen and women okay and work right along with, basically are implementing this program of genocide.
Yes, and you can get on the internet and read it. It's not, you know, it's not like it's a hidden agenda. I'm right here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's not far from where they got these, let's see what it's,
the CDC?
No, I'm talking about
the Georgia Guidestones.
Gladstone, yes. I was thinking it took us about 2 hours to get there from Atlanta, but we wanted to see them with our own eyes. And there they tell you they want to maintain the guy at a population of 500 million. Well, that means you got to get rid of 92% of the population. And, of course, it's anonymous, but it's obviously, you know, as Rockefeller and Trilateral Commission and people like that. In other words, it's the other side.
Right.
So they put anonymous all they want to, but, people know or either have their own opinions as to who is doing this, the so-called elite. But it's tragic. And then I'm not very far either in Atlanta from where they've got all these coffins. I mean, you can get on the internet and click on Georgia coffins, and my husband went down there and photographed those too. You know, 100,000 plastic coffins, and they're in other parts of the country as well. You know, why is the government making all these coffins?
So, interesting.
Yeah, you just you can wonder or you can research it, but it's a scary thing.
Exactly. All righty, we will be back with our guest today, Dr. Betty Martini, after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity, among other things. And I could see where the government might need 100,000 coffins for a pandemic event, but it seems that certain industries are making a fortune by allowing the deaths to seem natural. And I think the majority of the population gets their news from the corporate media. And people are also, they are also inclined to go along with the authority figures in their life, like their doctor, who sometimes almost mandates that people have vaccines. So, you know, so, it's kind of a subtle thing.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I did for a hospital was, when I was there, is I got copies of Dr. Blaylock's vaccine paper on how it can give you Alzheimer's, and I passed it out to all the doctors. And not one of them had heard about this or didn't know anything about it. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the doctors don't know, just like they don't know that aspartame interacts with their drugs. That's why, you know, hundreds of thousands of people die from drugs and interaction from drugs. You know,
and of course, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. The pharmaceutical companies basically fund the medical institutions where the doctors learn?
Yes, but it's not only that. Like in the aspartame case, they have a place called ILSI Life Sciences, and it's, I'd call it a research front group. So, for instance, when aspartame was approved, they knew that that people would start doing their own research as people complained of it. And so they set up this group, which is, well, people in it are like Coke and Pepsi and Searle and such. And then they started giving research funds to universities and people doing those studies. And if they, for instance, were not willing to say aspartame is safe, then you don't get any research funds. And I think the best example of this is when you go to the website and scroll down to the UPI investigation, you'll see where they talked to Dr. Wortman at MIT, and they told him, Vice President Searle, if you do a study on aspartame and seizures, your research funds will be rejected. And they were. Now, MIT today gets research funds, but Dr. Wortman no longer will speak out. And I mentioned to him that he will have quite a paper trail, including a book. You know, what are you going to do about that? And he simply stopped the book from being published anymore, but you can still get it, use copies of it. So that's how they work. They've got everything covered. They get studies in peer-reviewed journals that are ludicrous, like the Rowan study. What they did was they took a study with 18 people, and 16 of them, they gave them anti-seizure medication, so they couldn't have a seizure, so they thought. And it was only one capsule and a one-day study. So this is tantamount to smelling the bottle. And then they get it peer-reviewed, you know, and these highly well-known journals. And people think that it's safe, so the people are misinformed. And that's the big thing, is that how do you fight these powers? They're exposed. You know, one thing about the Internet, people will go back and review studies and find out the connections and put it on the Internet. But it doesn't stop industry from doing it. And like Maltex, here's a good example of Maltex for headache by Merck. Well, it's got aspartame in it. Headache is number one on the FDA list of 92 symptoms. And so we told them, take it out. They wouldn't do it, showing you their intent. Maybe you should look up Merck and depopulation on the Internet, and it gives you some added information. So they decided, well, let's do a study. So they did a study, which, of course, showed that if you used Maltex with aspartame, it would make the headaches worse, and they still won't take it out. So, you know, doctors, when you have a patient, say somebody's on aspartame, they have a migraine, they go to their doctor. Doctor opens his PDR, and he says, Maltex for headache, let's try this. And so the headache doesn't get, you know, any better. So it's they're actually putting the drug, they're actually putting aspartame in the drugs that are treating the very thing that aspartame causes. So people don't know which way to turn. And the doctors don't learn it in medical schools, and then they pay the American Diabetes Association, American Dietetics, you know, the MS people, all these people to defend them and put out their propaganda. So
wow, and of course the government protects them.
Exactly, and as I said about the FDA, they got this regulation that they quote every time they say, well, we've got more important things to do. Which means they're never going to do it. In other words, they're just ignoring it. And I was reading a very old article, this is years ago, where a newspaper had written that the FDA had postponed 27 times the issue on colors and dyes. In other words, they've proven they're carcinogenic. And here we are in the year 2012, and they're still using them. And even back then, they had ignored the issue 27 times. And Dr. Jacqueline Barrett, who was the FDA toxicologist back during aspartame, well, she wrote a book, but she wrote it before, you know, aspartame. This is in the early 70s. It's not on the market today. I mean, you can get a used copy. But it's eating may be hazardous to your health. And she goes through this whole book on these colors and dyes. and everything the FDA has done. I mean, it's a very, very interesting book of an FDA toxicologist going against the FDA for not doing their job. And she says at the end of the book, until people are willing, you know, to just push them up against the wall, you're not going to get the FDA to close their doors. And now the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they're running the world, and they've got all this power. And people believe their doctors, exactly like you say, and the doctors do not have enough knowledge because they paid all these. In other words, if they research something, I'll give you a good example. So a doctor goes to the American Diabetes Association because he's a diabetic specialist, okay? Dr. Roberts, who wrote the medical text, aspartame disease is an ignored epidemic. And so, and finds that all the information is absolutely wrong, that you use aspartame for diabetes. And he writes them back, and he tells them, look, you know, aspartame can actually precipitate diabetes. It aggravates, simulates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsion. It interacts with insulin, and the methyl alcohol causes them to lose limbs. So what does the FDA do? The ADA, they actually go ahead and continue to defend the American to the aspartame industry. And even years ago, I remember a walk that we do when they have the diabetic walks, and they walk around in equal shirts because they've been funded by them, and give out information to the diabetics and their families to get them off of it. And it's real interesting because then a couple of weeks later, you start getting all these calls and all these emails of people calling up and say, well, we read that and got off of it, and all our symptoms disappeared. But the ADA keeps on it. Back in 2004, somebody filed a RICO suit against them just for this reason. And, of course, they're so powerful, they got out of it, of course. But just
and they keep collecting contributions by saying, oh, we're working on a cure. It's just like the Cancer Society, you know, same thing.
Yeah. American Cancer Society, that's one really irks me, you know, walk for the cure.
Yes.
Well, since I had cancer and had an herbal formula, it's in Dr. Caldwell's book, The Only Answer for Cancer. And I gave a speech in front of the Capitol, and so they were having that walk-a-thon, and I thought, well, we'll give out flyers on aspartame so they know that it causes breast cancer and other cancers, and information about a copy of the speech of where they could get things. And everybody was glad to have it, but the officials wanted us to leave. Well, that's real interesting because you would think if they really wanted to get rid of cancer, they would want people to have information. And I was with a very feisty woman. She went up, she said to him, look, are you in this, to stop cancer, or do you just want the money? And the woman turned around and says, we just want the money, not go. That was their own admission. And, of course, it was on public property, and there wasn't anything they could do. And we made sure that, you know, the thousands that were there got all this information. But this is just a good example of how people are in it for money, and they really don't care. As long as they get, you know, their bonus and their money and their perks, you know, hang the public.
Well, if cancer was cured, if people found out that there are several cures for cancer, and if people discovered that, then the Cancer Association would go away. All that money, the CEO and all the money they collect, that would all be gone. And of course, if people actually accessed natural cures, then chemotherapy would go away, and that is very, very profitable.
Yeah, my mother died from chemotherapy. In fact, now I'm on the advisory board of the American Anti-Cancer Institute, and they put out a book called Killing Cancer Instead of People, and, against chemotherapy, but that's it. There's so many different cures for cancer, and at one time, you know, we would tell people where they could get the herbs, you know, because the FDA may not like you to market things that cure cancer, or they come after you, but there's nothing says you can't give anybody the cure for it, you know, and let them make it themselves if they want to. And so the next thing that happens is the forestry comes down to this man's land where he's grown herbs just like his father and grandfather before him, and sprayed all of his property, which is against the law. And it's a small town. So when one of the men were dying, the forestry came over and he said, you know, before he died, he said, I just want you to know that we are very sorry, but the FDA made us do it. They said they simply couldn't have cancer cured. That was on my formula. And they even went to areas around. And recently, and they just don't leave him alone, last thing he was buying some ginseng and got fined $75,000. I don't know what law they use that you can't buy ginseng, but he had to pay that off, too.
Now, what is his name?
I don't want to give you his name over
okay.
the radio because okay. of the fact that they've already done so many terrible things to him.
Okay.
But it was admitted by the man. I mean, he knew him. He said, I simply could not, I could not apologize to you, and you have to know that the FDA was behind it.
Wow. Now, of course, the media plays a really big part in this, and it's a corporate media, and it's owned by, you know, probably five different companies who also have investments in the pharmaceutical industry, and, you know, it's all very, very connected.
It's and advertisers.
So, yes.
Yeah, yes. That's the problem. And even when we were giving out information as far as the diabetics were concerned, we did it in memory of Joyce Wilson, who died, and we gave out long-stem yellow roses to the media with sympathy cards and black lace, and somebody was down there from CNN, and he says, what a story. And then he called me back, and he says, you know what, you're in the home of Coca-Cola, and my editors will not allow me to do it. It's a great story. And I have written it, and they won't let us do it. So we do what we have to, you know, do to survive. And it's there again. That's why so many of big-time media do not put the news. For instance, just recently you may have seen these articles about a product under Proposition 65 in caramel. And they said that it would have to carry, anybody that had this product would have to carry a cancer warning. So it said that Coke and Pepsi, in order not to have a cancer warning, is now taking out this particular product. Well, I sent out a press release saying, well, what about aspartame? That's in all the Pops, Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, and their other drinks. And that even the FDA toxicologist, Dr. Adrian Gross, told Congress it violated the Delaney Amendment because beyond a shadow of a doubt, it produces brain tumors and brain cancer. And it produced a lot of other cancers, adenocarcinoma. And yet I haven't seen that in the media. And one man wrote and said, you know, this information from Coke and Pepsi is all over the world, but nowhere are they willing to mention aspartame. And, I mean, that's all documented. Not only that, there have been three Ramazzini studies in Italy, independent, showing aspartame to be a multipotential carcinogen, and they just ignore it. They just absolutely ignore it. And that's really why there is a Mission Possible International, is simply that because you have to fight the corruptness and the criminals, the only thing we are trying to do is to save the public. And you know, every time we save somebody's life, well, we just have to do it one life at a time. But we put out information like the Aspartame Resource Guide, and anybody wants one, can email me at BettyM19@manspring.com. and which will have all the resources, the history, and Proposition 65. That's who the history was written to, and safe sweeteners and different things. But they can just forward it by email to all their family and friends and save their lives. And because if you don't, they'll use it in something. They have to be educated to the effect that, for instance, they won't know that they had MSG and aspartame and natural and artificial flavors. And they won't. Have you ever seen how many times people look at labels in the grocery store?
Absolutely. All righty, we do have to go to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Dr. Betty Martini.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Dr. Betty Martini, and her websites are linked on the radio schedule page. And according to a decision by the Florida Appeals Court on February 14, 2003, in the Jane Aker whistleblower lawsuit, the court agreed with Fox News that it is not against the law to distort or falsify the news in the U.S. Aker and her husband, Steve Wilson, were fired for not sanitizing their investigative report about Monsanto and its cancer-causing bovine growth hormone. And they had to rewrite their investigative article 75 times, and then the Fox News fired them, and so they filed a suit.
Yeah, I know Steve and Jane very well, and I work to try to get the information out on RBGH, and Robert Cohen started the notmilk.com website on all this. We used to spill out milk. I mean, it's well known. The big issue here was that, you know, Monsanto sends their people to the FDA like Taylor and gets things approved. So at that time, some FDA people working there that had a conscience and just simply couldn't, didn't want this to happen because they knew how carcinogenic it was, wrote to their congressman, and so it was a whole big issue, and said, you know, the powers are so strong that we can't do a thing here at the FDA, and that's how it gets done. And yeah, Robert Cohen was responsible for stopping RBGH in Canada, which can't do anything here in America. And so he's put out a book called Milk is Poison, something like that, and has done a lot of good from the standpoint of getting the information out on this. But even though they sued, you know, you get to a certain point, they can reverse it, they have appeals, and in the end, I don't believe they ever got a damn.
No, and they had to pay all the court cases, all the court fees, and I mean, they were just trying to do an article to inform the public, and so it appears that the court, the Congress, the media, they are all in bed with the corporations.
Exactly. I mean, all you've got to do is just follow the money links on most things. If you research it, and you'll see, you know, where that happened. You're absolutely correct. So it's kind of hard for the people. You just have to have grassroots companies like ours, where we just get out there and help to educate the public just to save some lives. Even in my own family, you know that I have given information to everybody in my family, but some people, you know, it just never gets to them. I send it over and over, and I remember when my husband's cousin came to Atlanta, she says, well, on her way to Florida, just want to say hello and let you know that William Reed's dying. He may already be dead. And we'll be back. See you later. I said, wait a minute. Well, I'll finish it after your commercial.
All righty. We'll be right back. We're taking a 60-second top of the hour break, and we will be back. And in the second hour after the first break, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.